Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And I am delighted today to welcome Nancy E. Yearout, author of Wake Up, whose book shows us how to use universal energy to change our lives. Hello, Nancy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on.
Nancy, as listeners of Healing From Within have discovered over the years, my guests and I share our experiences as we have gathered a greater awareness of the world and ourselves and the universe through energy, and also greater knowledge of our spiritual essence, which holds the imprint for our health and happiness, if only we can allow ourselves to realize our divine and physical life connections and work with this universal energy for greater prosperity and purposefulness in our life journey. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Nancy will cast light upon the power of prayer and its energy benefits, showing us how energy can bring out either wellness or illness in the body. We will discuss the importance of learning to clear negative energy, which may be contributing to health, relationship issues, or stopping us from perceiving reality in an uplifted way. Nancy, I always love to ask my guests to think back to childhood and remember a person, place, or event which may have shown them or others around them their true calling and destiny, for I believe we are born with a soul plan and destiny, and it is clear to some people early on what their life purpose is. So think back to anything.
You know, it's funny you would say that, and I write about it in my book. I remember my mom and dad taking me to the Halloween parade. They dressed me up like an angel. And my dad, he's an engineer. He made these huge wings out of coat hangers. And I just remember thinking, wow, this would be really cool if I could just be an angel and I could help people. And isn't that funny that you would say that? Because, yeah, that was my feeling as a child.
When you said that, I remembered my daughter in second grade, and she also wore large wings, and she had her hair in these tentacle curls, and she jumped off the table, and everybody gasped, "Would you look at that?" And she became a professional actress for 10 years, a child actress. And her energy was so loving. And now she helps people get their books published. So she's with very creative people. And she has great love in her heart and helps a lot of people. And I just saw her said that, doing that same thing. So there it was. You see, we are born. And people do recognize it early on. So you worked with an Aztec healer from Mexico. Many shamans with Toltec backgrounds, including Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements, and they all share amazing insights into our human and divine nature. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, about working with him. He was really interesting. I was in New Mexico at the time. I had moved to New Mexico probably 20 years ago, and I was fortunate enough to be with a group of people and just fell into it. You know, nothing happens by accident.
No.
And you're right, and he taught me a lot of things. He taught me how to protect myself. He always said, slap your lower back to shut that chakra up right there when you go out into public. He also always talked about putting a red ribbon around your waist, which is interesting, to protect yourself from the negative energy that other people, you know, can bring in. You know, a lot of us are so sensitive and we are intuitive. We are a little bit more sensitive, and we pick that up. Another thing, you know, he taught me to do the hands-on healing where, you know, he showed us how you lay your hands on people in a certain way, and we can move the energy and we can clear them. And that was a really inspiring experience for me. I was able to do it on a lot of my family. I think I moved the energy with my mom a little bit too much. She ended up in the hospital. I don't know if I moved it too much, but he was very respectful, and we were respectful of what he taught us, and it was a really good experience for me. He taught us a lot of different things that I hadn't learned from other practitioners. I've been fortunate to spend some time with some really spiritual people in New Mexico, some Native Americans, and different people have taught me different aspects of healing. But he was interesting, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot from him.
Interesting. And I had a mother who I didn't think was very spiritual or into any of these studies that we're interested in, and she would put a red ribbon on my crinoline whenever we went to a party. And recently, my doctor, who's very intuitive, said to me that I should either wear red clothing. So I went back to the red ribbon.
Yes. So. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I should probably do it more for protection. You know, I learned to put white light around myself years ago when my children were little. I was a single mom with two kids. Two wonderful daughters, and I used to bubble myself. Now I put a white net around myself because I learned that I was blocking, or I felt that I was blocking the positive energy as well. So I always suggest to people to visualize a gold or a white net so that they can take in the good energy but block out the negative.
Right.
And, you know, let me just say, every time I go out in public and I forget to protect myself, I get slammed. So I really have to pay attention. And that's one of the reasons for the book, Wake Up. People just aren't paying attention to their surroundings and their words. And
well,
that's one of the reasons I wrote this, too, Cheryl.
Many people are not aware of their chakra system. It's not visible, and yet it is our source of life and downloading of these higher universal energies. Without it, we wouldn't be having this physical experience. But because it's not your heart or your throat or your digestive system or something that can be physically seen, not enough attention is paid to it by the medical people. And it's very important to open our chakras when we're praying or when we're receiving energy healing, meditating. And it's very important to remember to close it after that when you go out into public, where you will be exposed to many different people and experiences. And everything is energy, so every communication with a person is having an effect on us, some of it positive and some of it not. Now, yoga does a very good job of starting people off into feeling their energy and to learning to open their chakras and close their chakras and feel their soul needs. So that's one way to start. But you say we have the strength and the ability as individuals and as a collective group to change energy here on the planet and to work out the desperate problems the world faces now. And you give a lot of techniques and thinking that can bring about a more positive exchange between people and countries and different groups, knowing that negative energy does reside alongside positive energy. So give us some helpful ways to get rid of negative energy. You just gave one.
No, I'm happy to. And these are easy, simple things, Cheryl, that people can do. One of the easiest things you can do when you come home from work or you're at a gathering maybe where there's a lot of people, jump in the bathtub, put in half a cup of sea salt and warm water, and just soak for 30 minutes. That's one of the easiest, quickest ways to get rid of negative energy. And it's the properties within the salt. A lot of people don't know that actually help balance your energy fields. Another thing that I tell people, which is very easy, is to put cinnamon in a boiling pot of water on your stove and let the cinnamon steam seep out into your home. And it actually gets all around you as well. And again, it's the properties within the cinnamon. Your house will smell good. I always tell people to do this when they have relatives over. You know, there's always issues with families, right?
Definitely.
And if you put it on the stove, yeah, right? And they have no idea what you're doing. But what you're doing is you're balancing the energy in that space. and it's interesting to watch. And everybody seems a little happier, right?
Anything to make people communicate in a more effective, loving way is a good thing. And you also mentioned sage.
Yeah, well, and I talk about white sage more than anything. It's what I've been taught to use in New Mexico, and people can pick it up. You can Google it and get it online. But white sage is wonderful for clearing your home or your car or your office space. The only thing I mention to people when they do clear with sage or with anything really is open a window, because that negative energy needs somewhere to go. So open a door or a window and walk through the house. And I always bless the home, and I'll do this for other people, and I do it for myself. It's really important that we keep our space clear of negative energy. You can tell when you come home whether the energy is heavy in your house or whether it feels light and airy. So you'll know when to do this. Another thing I talk about are essential oils, you know, in my book, and I talk about frankincense, and there's so many different essential oils that you can put into aromatherapy, into a diffuser, and just get that good frankincense out into the house, and that will clear as well.
Even said frankincense is very good with treating Alzheimer's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, very serious diseases, Parkinson's disease, and multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
So it seems like God has given us these natural tools for helping us deal with any situation. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And you even mentioned frankincense can fight cancer cells in ovarian cancer.
You know, when I started to study this stuff, you know, it goes back to biblical times when they brought Jesus frankincense. And why was it so important? What was the value? You know, they valued it just like gold. And then as you start to research, as I started to research for my book, I realized that frankincense actually has a reset function, okay? It has been proven that it can tell the cell what the right DNA code should be. Isn't that just amazing? So frankincense is very powerful. And like you said, you know, Cheryl, God gave us all these different natural oils and plants to use, and I think a lot of us have gotten away from that. And it's nice to see some people coming back and using the essential oils for healing, actually.
Yes, and you also talk about the energy of water and the benefit of drinking alkaline water to restore many. It has many healthful properties, and it's ancient. This comes down to us from Celtic kings and Native Americans and the Persians and Babylonians. So you're right. We need to remember that if we merge the ancient techniques with our modern technology, we're going to have a more effective way of dealing with a lot of things that we're on this planet to experience as part of our spiritual development and our physical life, because they go side by side. We can't forget about part of it. You know, in my book, The Living Spirit, I express how change begins with all those different techniques we were just talking about when we awaken and realize our connection to the universal plan of life. A lot of people have forgotten that too. And I wrote, each of us is unique and we are on different karmic and energetic pursuits. As we learn to apply energetic laws, techniques, and use them more consistently, we will help create a more harmonious world. Those who understand this and live by the laws of energy will have less friction and fewer confrontations in their relationships. Individuals practicing the higher laws of spirit may share this expanding wisdom and state of harmony with others and be an influence for change as their behavior and actions exhibit a positive energy state. Now, that's what we're talking about here.
Well, what I wanted to, when you were reading that, it reminded me of something I wanted to mention, and I talk so much about the spoken word, and it's exactly what you're talking about. You know, whatever you say or whatever you think, that vibration goes out into the universe, and if people could just start to pay attention to their words, and if people could just really think about what they're saying, your words have effects. It has a vibration, and it makes a difference. And, you know, if you say on a consistent basis, oh, I'll never be successful, you won't be. Because I think what the people don't understand is that the universe is set up in such a way that it gives you exactly what you ask for. The universe is here for us. It's, this energy is here for our use, and it's free. And it just is amazing to me. I think when I really it made an impact, when I had a lot of people coming to me for advice, spiritual advice, and I was teaching them basically universal law. Whatever you think, whatever you say, goes out into the universe and comes back tenfold. And that's when you're talking about the vibrations and the negativity swirling around right now. You know, if everybody could just stop with the negativity and start putting out some positive energy, we could raise the vibration here and we could change things. Because it's the negativity begets more negativity, but the positive begets more positive.
I just tweeted something in response to something that was put up politically today on Facebook, and I tweeted something in response to that, to reserve your energy and put it into creating what you want and into good candidates and political policy instead of wasting energy being angry and looking at the negative aspects. And you're saying exactly that. So we know good vibrations create more good vibrations. It's infectious. It's the old saying that you get what you give. It's the law of attraction. It's a very simple truth about who we are as energy beings, receiving and giving off either good or negative vibes. So we have to address the power of prayer at this point, because prayer has a way of, it's a way of talking to the universe also in a very loving way and bringing back to ourselves and others a more congenial, harmonious way to create a good world. Jesus was actually teaching the law of attraction, a spiritual law, in this passage in Mark 11:24, when he said, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours."
Right. Yes. And a lot of people don't ask, and that's another thing. Some people, I've had a lot of people say to me, "Well, I don't ask." Well, if you don't ask, you don't get.
But it took me a long time to learn that you have to ask. So I'm glad you just addressed it. Because as a child growing up, I was taught to be pretty independent. I'm not going to ask God for a red bike or anything frivolous. I'm going to earn it and do it myself. And that was not the right thinking. Because when you communicate with the universe and spirit and universal energy, God, whatever you choose to call this source of creation and evolution, nothing is held back. So if you need a small thing like an aspirin,
you know, and this is, I'm a business person too, you know, I'm a spiritual person, but I've always been a business person, and I actually intertwine the two. When I have a really tough business meeting to go into, I say a prayer before I go in. If I have a tough phone call to make and I need it to go, you know, a certain way, of course I'm, you know, I only have so much control, but I'll say, please let this phone call benefit all who are involved.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, and I do that, and I say just a quick little prayer under my breath. Nobody knows I do it but me, and it makes a difference.
I'm invoking energy to help me,
help
other people to feel good and help myself, to be surrounded by guides, teachers, and angels that are with us. We're never alone. We've never been alone from the minute we've been born. We have people both here on the planet and those in energy around us helping us. So, yes, I have learned to do that, and I am very grateful I have learned that. It was not something that I was taught. Now, Nancy, I always have coincidences with all my guests, and today I see that you have a daughter, Samantha, and my first granddaughter is Samantha. And you have a sister who has passed, is that so?
Yes, that's correct.
And I have a sister that passed a year ago. And
you
have other sisters right?
I do. I do. I
And
have a couple other sisters, yes.
I grew up as one of three girls. Probably enhanced our nurturing and spiritual energies, because the energies of male and female are different. They're unique. They're wonderful, but they are different. So tell us what you think about coincidences and your take on what they really represent.
Actually, I don't believe there are any coincidences. I think they're all, everything is orchestrated. And, for a long time, I think, oh, that was just coincidence, but it's not.
I
Everything
used to
happens
do
for a
that too.
reason. Yeah.
Until I.
Everything happens for a reason. And it's funny, whether you like it or not, our creator knows better than we do. For years and years, I thought, oh, if I could only achieve this and then I'll be happy, and if I can only achieve this and then I'll be happy. And it's funny, our creator knows so much better than us on what will make us happy. And if you just kind of let go and let the universe lead you, start paying attention
Right.
to the signs, you'll actually end up where you're supposed to be. And it's funny. And I've never been happier, but you can't control. I think that's part of it. I thought I could control things. I was a control freak, and
I
I thought
was
I could.
exactly the
Yes.
same. I thought everything I was creating was because I had a good mind and I was
Right.
patient and I was listening
Right.
and I had a good education and I made good choices, but I didn't know there was
Right.
always a little voice and I was always following higher guidance. I just thought it
Yes.
was my own thinking, and
Right.
was I happy to find out that we are co-creating with loving entities and spirit and angels and guides. And you write something that's very appropriate to say right here. I'm going to read it. Many of us are intuitive, myself included. I am able to feel the energy of most people upon our first encounter. Everyone's different. Some of us have high energy levels vibrating at a higher frequency, while others remain at a lower frequency, mellow and more constant. Some people have positive energies, and when you look at them, you can actually see the light in their eyes. The light comes from God and shines within. On the other side of the spectrum, negative energy will cause much havoc in our lives when we are exposed to it. Negative energy holds just as much power as positive energy does and should be recognized easily. For example, have you ever encountered a person who you were just not comfortable with being around? Maybe you felt uneasy or apprehensive when in the same room. You are experiencing the negative energy field. Let me be clear. There are evil people in the world, and they hold an abundant amount of dark energy. And this was a very hard thing for me to recognize, because I said I love people, and I kind of want to be good to all people, and I always was good to all people. And when I would get a negative reaction from them, I couldn't even understand it personally, what was going on. Now, they come in with their own karma and their own concerns, their soul concerns. And I have learned it's okay. I can't change them. I only ask when I see someone acting badly, I say, please help them from above. And I take myself out of the energy because I realize whatever they're experiencing is right for them. They're experiencing what they need to go through. But that was very hard for me to learn. And very hard for me to accept, and I see you've had the same.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it is hard too, because you always want to think the best of people,
Of
right?
course.
But you have to realize there are negative people. And here's what really hit home with me more than anything. When I started to realize that there are certain people who put off such negative energy that I cannot be around them because it affects me too much. And a lot of times, to be honest with you, Cheryl, it's family. And that's one of the most difficult things. Sometimes your family can be the worst. And I'm just here to tell you that it's okay if you've got a negative family member not to hang out with them, because that negative energy, first of all, they're going to try to suck your positive energy, because there's such a thing called an energy vampire, because they can't create their own good energy,
Right.
so they want to try to drain you. So that's the first thing. And secondly, when you're around negativity for any length of time, it can really cause illness.
Yes.
The reason is it lowers your vibration. It brings you down. It brings down your immune system. It's a whole thing. So if you're around negative people, do everything you can to protect yourself. If you can completely get away from them, do it. If you can't, if there's someone negative at work and you have to go to work every day, then I suggest you do some of these things that we're talking about where you can clear yourself or protect yourself. Because if you don't, it'll just wear you down.
If you detach yourself from it and stay neutral, use some of the techniques we were just talking about earlier. Be pleasant, but don't engage with them. You know what's going to happen?
Right.
Either they're going to shift energy and become better people, or they're going to leave your environment.
They'll move on.
They will. Yeah. They will not be comfortable in the way you are addressing it. But you're always doing it at a high vibration with high loving emotions and not going down to the negativity. Let's go on to what brings you the most happiness and what do you value now that you have lived as a wife, a mother, a business person, and grandmother?
You know what gives me the most joy is my grandkids. I have to tell you.
I would agree with you there. I have seven.
My grandkids. You know, when I was, I'm in my 50s now, and you know, when my kids were little, I worked so much. I didn't have time. You know, everybody gets so caught up in their life and they're so busy. I have a wonderful husband, but I'll tell you what, these little grandkids have brought me so much joy, and I never would have thought that ever. And here, and even people will say, I can't believe how nuts you are about your grandkids.
You know what it is, Nancy?
What is it?
We're different than we were when we raised our children. Our soul is more mature, and we are experiencing the joys that we may have missed in those years when we were so busy being in control, thinking we had to do everything in the physical world, and we now know we're not just physical beings, but spiritual beings having a physical life, and we may have not embraced that totally then. And so we have reached a state of finding joy in just observing and viewing the love that children share. And you wrote something in the book. I found the words from Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama. I want to read that for our listeners because it's very lovely. I have found that the greatest degree of inner tranquility comes from the development of love and compassion. The more we care for the happiness of others, the greater our own sense of well-being. Cultivating a close, warm-hearted feeling for others automatically puts the mind at ease. It is the ultimate source of success in life. And that's beautiful, and that's what you and I have discovered in these years of journeys and healing techniques and the wonderful people that we've aligned ourselves with. And what do you want readers of Wake Up to take away with them very briefly?
I just want them to start to pay attention to what's going on around them, their surroundings, the energy around them, the people, their words, and really make an effort to put out a good love vibration. Because I do believe that if we can all just really put out some good vibrations, we can raise the vibration here on our planet. And it's not just for us. It's for our future generations.
And you wrote, I have some advice for everybody reading this. People rarely change. They are who they are. We were just discussing this. You have a choice to accept them as they are or not. Know that you cannot change another person. The person has to want to change themselves. And not for you, but for themselves. And that's the big lesson. And as we learn to accept people, they will change their energy, and it will change the world, just as you said. So I want to thank you, Nancy Yearout, for a well-written, practical book about energy, offering many tools to be used wisely to understand and improve health and our way of life through prayer and allowing the universe to work in our lives as we utilize the laws of universal energy and all the resources of our planet. Natural healing, water, faith, and trust in a universe not random, but with a defined life plan for each of us individually and for the world at large. For more information, go to nancyyearout.com.
Yeah, I was going to say you can actually, if you go to theenergyprofit.com, and you can email me at energygirlnancy@gmail.com.
Thank you. And in summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, it has been my pleasure to share Nancy's very clear and helpful suggestions for knowing how each soul interacts with the world of energy and the divine, eventually discovering the many healing agents available to us to work through any health, relationship, or work-related issue, and to find greater faith and to refine our personal energy to reflect more light and wisdom into our world. And if we think of our life as a canvas and create the picture we want for ourselves, it will materialize if we accept that it is for our highest good or for someone we love and we make a request for it. It will only happen if it is in our best soul interest. And remember, we are alive to experience all that refines our soul to greater love and compassion. Nancy and I would have you remember that life is best when we stop judging others, develop gratitude for what is good in life, and know that our experiences, either good or bad, are neither either. They are just experiences and the means for soul refinement and our being able to finally allow, accept, surrender, and live in peace with the divine energy both within and around us. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the metaphysical search for knowing our divine and physical expressions of life as multidimensional beings of supreme possibilities. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.